This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Mac, do you hear a rushing sound? Do you hear a rushing sound coming to you? Okay, then I'm just going to shut up. Let's just move on, shall we? Check them out at franklinarmory.com. Just, you know, technical difficulties. Not really technical because only I hear it. So, it's Monday again, so that means coming to us live from somewhere deep in the heart of Louisiana is one writer and podcaster named Rob Morse. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Bill. Bill, how is your health? The ninjas and us have been talking. We're concerned.
Well, let me tell you. I went out last week, and I went to the doctor, and then by Friday of last week, I knew everything was not quite right. So I called them, and I asked them to call me in something they had talked about putting me on, which was a drug called Lasix. And they called in Lasix, and I picked it up Saturday, and it's a whole new me.
Tell me about that, because you had fluid congestion because your heart was enlarged.
Yeah.
It's pushing fluid into your lungs, which acerbates pneumonia.
Yeah.
Tell me about the new you.
The Lasix is apparently a drug they give to a lot of people that have open heart surgery, because apparently this is not that uncommon to have it happen. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I sort of aided and abetted it by being an idiot, but we'll talk about that another time. The Lasix, what it does is it is a targeted diuretic type where it just works the fluid out of your lungs, although you do have to take supplemental potassium chloride.
Okay.
Which I am taking, and I have to drink a lot more water. And, when we first moved in here, there's 18 steps from the bottom floor to the top floor. And I would do anything to keep from climbing those steps when we first moved in here, even after I'd been to the doctor because of the panting fits I would have. Today we were going out, and I've been on Lasix now since Saturday. So that's Saturday, Sunday, Monday. Three pills. And
three a day or three in total?
Three in total, one a day.
Wow. Okay.
One a day. And I misplaced my wallet and my keys, and I got to take Kim somewhere. So I'm running out of time, so I'm running up and down the steps. I did that 10 times looking for my wallet and my keys. And I was panting, but I don't know if anybody normal would not be panting running up and down those steps 10 times looking for their keys. So a very big difference.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Well, the only thing that, and I'm going to be calling our buddy Dr. John to ask him about any possible side effects. I'm going to be getting tested tomorrow to make sure I can stay on this.
Right.
But, you know, I'm like 4 years and a few months post-op, and nobody, I came home from the hospital with fluid in my lungs, and nobody's ever said, well, we could put you on Lasix.
Yeah, because John's on your side. John,
I know.
If John doesn't know, he'll find out.
Well, what I want to find out from him primarily is what he thinks of the drug, and does it have any long-term issues that he is aware of. I read the list of the possible Side effects. Yeah.
Yeah, according to the little fine print, everything we eat will give us horns, you know?
Sure. So, that being said, it's a whole new... I wish I'd been on this in June of last year.
Sure.
If I'd been on that, we would have had a different time at Tactical Response, I can tell you that.
Well, congratulations. The ninjas and us were getting worried, man, you know?
Well, I would tell the ninjas, first of all, I appreciate the ninjas worrying. And second of all, the only thing that the biggest part of this is that I probably aided and abetted the issue.
Hmm.
Because I don't want to be one of these people that takes a bunch of drugs to live.
Oh, okay.
So I would take my blood pressure, and if my blood pressure was normal, I wouldn't take my blood pressure medication. And that also can, if you have a blood pressure issue, which I've been taking blood pressure medication since I was in the military, when I was at the height of my power, you know. Didn't smoke, rarely drank, ate like a Spartan, and at the height of my power, I was taking blood pressure medication. So it's just something I got, just something in my family, And
bouncing on and off it isn't your friend.
No. That also helps your heart enlarge. So I'll be taking that. Nope, nobody told me that either. Nearly four and a half years post-op, nobody's ever said, well, take your blood pressure medication. And if you have trouble with food in your lungs, we'll do this. I've had pneumonia 7 times since 2015. Technically. Gosh. It was not the kind of pneumonia you get, because you get it because of a virus. I get it because of a heart thing. So, and we've been treating it like it's the virus.
Great.
This is why they say practicing medicine.
So the one thing we can say about medicine is, if they can't cure it, at least when they finally identify it and start addressing the right thing, we feel relief.
That is a definite. I think the other part of it is getting. I went somewhere else. My cardiologist didn't put me on this. My heart life rehabilitation specialist never brought it up. And this was actually caught by one of those urgent care places.
Wow.
Yeah. So a different perspective brought it in, and I mean it brought it in. So I'm quite well pleased, actually.
Me too.
Yeah.
Well, we've got 2 minutes left.
Yeah.
You introduced me as a writer and podcaster. Bill, I'm also a listener. So I get to say something that I think a lot of my fellow listeners want to say, but don't get to say out loud. So thank you for having fascinating people on your show. I'm thinking of, you know, Stefan Stambolia, Dean Weingarten, Dan Zimmerman, Dan Wass, Robert Young. They're regulars. Tatiana Whitlock. They bring some great perspective and just, you know, world-class insights. Thank you. I'm just sitting over here batting cleanup going, let's see, are there any crumbs they missed?
The thing that works for me is it's entertaining for me to have you guys on. The different perspectives from the different, you know, ways of the different angles you come at it from. So that's entertaining for me. And I think if I could do a radio show and enjoy it, I'd probably do it a while. Yeah.
The listeners, I'm speaking for myself. When you're intrigued and ask interesting questions and the dialogue, it sells. It keeps me coming back. Now that we only have 30 seconds before you go to the break.
Yes.
Okay, something I heard at the tactical conference, we'll talk about it next segment.
Okay.
Someone said, should we make guns safe? And in fact, one of my colleagues has this, you've had him on, Derek LeBlanc. Zero firearms accidents is the only acceptable goal. And I'm going, I don't think that's right.
I don't think it's realistic.
Well, should we? Our guns would be safer if we couldn't use them.
Well, yeah, but then they wouldn't be guns anymore, right?
Then we'd lose the benefit. We'll have to talk about that after the break.
Yes, we will. For the stuff that Barab writes, he writes it at Slow Facts WordPress blog, ClashDaily.com, and is a featured writer at Ammoland.com. In addition to being my panelist, I kick off every week with him. Right here. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Samurai and the Knights of the Round Table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising, rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation, high-tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. We are talking to Rob Morse, which a very intriguing tease he threw at me right before he went to the break. So do that setup one more time, if you would, please, sir.
Yeah, Bill, should we make guns safe? For a moment, let's say that gun control didn't stop criminals at all. Probably a good bet, but let's, for a minute, we're going to ignore that point of view and just say, oh, guns are dangerous. We would be safer. We would eliminate accidents if we restricted firearms more and more. Because zero firearms accidents are the only acceptable goal. Well, I think that's wrong. I think it's a dangerous fantasy. We cannot make guns safe. We can't make cars safe. We can't make medicine safe. But we can make them useful, so, and we can use them carefully.
Somebody was making this proposition at TACCON?
Yeah, John Farnham, a man who's thought a lot and thinks very clearly.
And he thinks that we should make guns safe.
No. Okay. That's Derek LeBlanc. Project Child Safe, right? John's comment, and I'm just riffing off it, was the hard fact to take in is, guns are dangerous, just as cars are dangerous, and guns save millions of lives a year. Eliminating them to eliminate, quote, accidents will put us at great jeopardy and cost lives. Oh, to say that, we have to not only say that gun owners are honest, we have to say guns are useful, they save lives. We have to claim they're a virtue, not that we can, we have to do more than say we can handle them responsibly. They're a virtue. They save lives. They're a self-rescue tool. And the media, with the exception of you and a few others like you, thank you, Bill, hide that fact from us.
The thing about... The thing about making a safe gun, like, I get a kick out of people who get out there and talk about drop safe guns.
Okay.
Because a gun out there, most guns before they make production, they go through a series of tests like a car does, right?
Right.
They have a series
of
tests.
We crash support things.
Yes, and we drop them various ways and everything, and they do that. However, when you drop a gun, the odds of it actually falling on that particular axis,
right,
is probably pretty remote. It's about as remote as the odds of it falling on the correct axis for it to fire.
Right.
And if you're going to get out there and start beating on the back of the where the firing pin is housed with a hammer, well, you know, that gun may be too hard to fire if it doesn't go off when you're beating on it with a hammer. You know, when I carry off body, right? When I carry off body, I put the gun in a fanny pack. I put the gun in a fanny pack, and I have this little Kydex thing that fits right over the trigger guard, so nothing gets in the trigger guard. And it, when I snatch it out, it stays behind and it comes free. But I'm trying to mitigate it not being in a holster by protecting the trigger guard.
Right.
And exactly. But I mean, one thing a gun's got to do if you're going to carry it and you're going to produce it, you're going to present it, it's got to fire.
Absolutely, it does.
It's got to shoost when it's time for the shoosting. It's got to shoost, and you know, it's otherwise it's you know, that's a you know, I make this. Here's another thing. You know, if we want to talk about saving lives. And Dr. John has been he's been texting me, and he can come at me with some of this stuff if he's been telling me about LASIKs. You know, cancer kills 500,000 to 600,000 people a year.
Wow.
Heart disease kills 650,000 to 700,000 times a year.
Hmm.
The next thing behind that is medical misadventure, which are we going to say that we're not going to go to the doctor when we're sick? After modern science has brought us back to where we now live almost 80 years average, right? Are we going to do that? So, you know, these people that are out there looking for some sort of a... When you get into gun, the very bottom thing on the rung of premature death are guns. More people drown. More children. When I was in the milk business, we had these 5-gallon tubs of sour cream, and they had a warning on them: do not let small children near this because they will drown. And the first thing I thought was, has a small child drowned in one of these things? So I mean. I don't know. If I want a warranty, I'm getting ready to go buy a flat-screen TV at Best Buy. I'll probably buy one there. But even that's not going to be a guarantee. It's not going to break. It's just going to be a guarantee that if it does break, they'll fix it.
They'll fix it.
So, you know, that's. I want my guns to be quite dangerous when I present them.
They need to buy the... Okay. I do this with my listeners, and if you don't mind, I'd like to try it with yours as well in the 1 minute
seconds.
We have.
Yeah, go.
There are situations where you don't carry on body. Maybe you can't. I bet you can at home. Many of us don't. So I'm going to ask you this. You're a gun owner.
Mm-hmm.
From where you're listening to Bill, if it's live, wait for a commercial break. If not, hit pause. Go get your gun. Get it ready. Get it ready to defend you and your family, and then go back to where your family would be. Figure out how much time that takes. Some of my listeners, when they did it, it was a half a minute. In a dangerous encounter, that is forever. That is like a half a minute prep time in a car accident. You don't have that time.
Well, so basically, being beaten in the face for a half a minute.
Yeah.
Continue to punch in the head for half a minute.
That's like a half minute in a boxing round. It's forever. So you've disarmed yourself and you've made your guns unuseful. They are safe, but they're not doing anything to defend you. Let's talk about cases where they did when we come back.
We'll do that when we come back. You can listen to Rob. He is a member of the Ensemble, the Polite Society podcast, and, of course, the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast, which is unique here in these United States. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again, so go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
DHS Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen's last day working for the Trump administration will be Wednesday. She is out as the administration looks to retool their strategy on immigration and border security. Kevin Hassett is the chairman of the Council of Economic Advisers. He tells Fox Business that Nielsen did a fine job.
I can say that I worked very closely with Secretary Nielsen all the way back to when she was the Deputy Chief of Staff, and that she was a real asset to this White House. And we're sorry to see her go and grateful for her service. But, you know, I've been in the room with her and a whole bunch of people in the White House, including the President, and never seen anything other than, you know, collegiality.
Actress Felicity Huffman will plead guilty in a massive college admissions cheating scandal. Huffman, along with 13 other parents and one college coach, have agreed to plead guilty. Huffman is charged with helping her daughter cheat on college entrance exams. The Dow lost 84 points to close at 26,341. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of my pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented my pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, they are the home of the binary trigger. They are the home of Reformation, and they are also the home of Providence. Check them out at franklinarmory.com. Talking to Rob Morse as we go deeper into the dive, and you were going to take us where were you taking us, sir?
I was going to take us to self-defense gun stories, because there we talk about the virtue of self-defense and right. What gun owners do every day. You ready for an example?
Certainly.
Okay. We hear about the tragedies in our newspaper. Here's the good stories. You're selling something online. You're in Fort Myers, Florida. You found a buyer. But the buyer wants to meet with you at their home Saturday night. Well, you get to the apartment complex, and three young men approach you. They ask if the item's still for sale. Oh, so these are the right guys. You say it is, and they ask to see it. That's when one of the teenagers pulls a gun on you.
Mm.
Well, that wasn't what you're expecting. You yell, and the young robber shoots you. you're armed. You have your concealed carry permit. You present your firearm and you shoot back. Now, all of the teens run away. You call for help. You stay at the scene and you're taken to the hospital. The teen who attacked you, he died at the scene. The police arrest the two other teenagers who were with them. They're charged with murder and felony robbery. They're 14, 15, and 16 years old. They already have lengthy criminal records. The teenager who shot you was 14. Youngsters are used by gangs because their record is typically sealed when they reach 18 years of age.
Right, right. And, I mean, children, young kids, teenagers, they have the same kind of capacity as anybody else if it comes to wanting to, you know, be criminals.
Yeah. Yeah. You and I, as parents, want them to have better choices, to make better choices, to fear us if they make bad choices. When that doesn't happen, kids will kill you. We need to see that and recognize it. There's no amount of, quote, firearm safety that's going to protect us from a 14-year-old who wants to be a murderer.
Yeah, and I mean, I want to see them make good choices to the point of them. Once they go down the path of being attacking me,
mm-hmm.
I got no problems at that point. I mean, you know, I there will be regrets, absolutely, but at the same time, I don't have time for that. I don't have time to sit back and go, oh, my God, what kind of a life has this lad had before I blow him away? You know, I don't have gunfights are quick. They're really, really quick. So I don't have the luxury of sitting back and, you know, going down the societal, I just don't have it.
There are private youth outreach programs that help. I think a guy wanted to get 1,000,022 cartridges donated, and he would use them. I don't think this is in. I think it's Erie, PA. Guy's a school teacher. Didn't like what he saw happening to some of his students. I don't think a single student that he's taken to this academy, it's like a summer school outreach program, has ever gotten involved with gangs and firearms. But
that's
let's
impressive.
What.
That's impressive.
That's impressive, right? No other government program can make that claim. But let's look at our defender. He had to have his rescue tool with him. And he didn't have time to say, oh, dear government, I've been threatened. Now I have a need for a firearm. Please issue one in your May issue perspective. I'm sorry. No time to call the police, wait them to come. He had fractions of a second to rescue himself. And he did it even though he was wounded. Whoa. We look at professional athletes who respond in painful circumstances. They may play injured. They may complete a tournament, a play, a game under painful circumstances. This man saved his own life after he'd been shot.
Right.
He also stayed on scene. He called 911, asked for help. That's what good guys do. Good guys don't run away. They say, hey, I'm here. I want all the authorities in the world to know what just happened. Come here. I'm the good guy. Come save me. Come see me. And the fact, again, the sad fact is his opponents probably had more experience with violence than he did.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow.
That, you know, when I look at the leftist policies and everything, that's the one I have mm-hmm. the least. I have a hard time forgiving those, because when you look at that, those kids end up that way because they got no family structure.
Typically.
And kids want to have somebody that says, I'm here for you. I love you. I love you no matter what you do. I love you no matter what you are. And a lot of times in the inner city, the only place they can find that is a gang.
I know. I know.
And then we talk about this incident that you're talking about, and it's I think, me personally, just me, myself, and I'd like to see some leftists get charged with murder for this kind of policy. I know it isn't going to happen anytime soon, but I can wish all I like.
Well, we do know where we can. Let's we'll talk about that after we wrap up this instance here. They talk about the crime triangle, just like remember the one for fire, fuel, heat, air. There's one for crime. You need the motivation or the desire, the ability, and the opportunity. Leftists, socialists, typically say, oh, we need to take away the ability to commit a crime. Humans are incredibly creative. You won't take away the ability. We've never seen that succeed. In fact, the cities where it's promoted the most are some of our most violent. But the opportunity. Hey, guys, if you're going to do an online sale, the police parking lot, even if there's not a designated site with cameras, walk yourself into the police station. Can be a district station and say, hi, guys, this other man and I are going to exchange something that we met online. We want a safe place to do that. Where do you suggest? And they may say, see right there, just outside the front doors, that's a great place. By the way, that works as a great deterrent. Very few criminals are going to walk in and do a person-to-person transfer at the police station. That's called a clue.
Right.
Also, we have to give this man real credit, whether instinctive or through training. We want you to move, present your gun as you move, shoot as you move, and shoot in dim light, because this whole event happened at night.
Right. All kinds of little details that goes with all that stuff. Now, coming up on the next break, Amoland.com, ClashDaily.com, SlowFactsWordPressBlog.com. That's where you find all this stuff that he's talking about. It's there, waiting on you. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Are you a stock or options trader looking for real trading strategies that you can use immediately? Hi, my name is Scott Bauer, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy, and I'm on a mission to become the number one options coach in America. I'm a former vice president at Goldman Sachs. I have over 25 years of options trading experience, and right now, I'm giving away my most famous options guide with over 20 unique options strategies that I use every day for free. You can't buy this guide anywhere. To claim your free options trading guide, simply call 855-844-9702 now and mention my name, Scott Bauer, and we will rush you the guide. Call 855-844-9702 and someone from my options team will help you get this guide in your inbox as quickly as possible. Call 855-844-9702 now and start learning to trade the right way. Simply call 855-844-9702. Prosper with options.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out at franklinarmory.com. Talking to Rob Morse. We're gonna go somewhere right about now. So where are we going? Tell me where we're going.
I wanna wrap up this story of self defense. It's just one of thousands that happened every day. But remember, in this story, our defender was shot and didn't give up. He had to defend himself. If you or I get shot, I carry a tourniquet with me.
Sure.
If my wife gets shot, if one of our friends in the car gets shot, I have rubber gloves. I'm pretty sure about my wife and I, but I don't really want to, you know, meet every biological agent that my friend has ever seen, so I have rubber gloves. I've taken medical classes within the last year. Because my gun is a emergency rescue tool. It's right. A life-saving tool. So is a tourniquet. So is a chest seal. So is a gauze pack and wrap, an Israeli bandage. And if you only took your concealed carry class 5 years ago and your medical training 10 years ago, are you really taking those rescue concerns very seriously? So here's the guy, you know, was shot in the leg. Survived it. There's some pretty big veins and arteries down there, so a tourniquet could have been life-saving. You know, you might have just been at the edge of the parking lot. You see this happen. You could be a lifesaver. And in fact, you're more likely to save someone from a traffic or an industrial accident than you are in a gunshot case. They're just more prevalent.
Right.
I think the Stop the Bleed class is pretty popular now. So they're all out there. The other issue, we go to the range, we stand very still, shoot at something that's 30 feet away. That's not very realistic. So if you can get to a range where you're allowed to move, great. How about if you have a blue gun, an airsoft, a fake gun, can you present it to a target in the dim or in the dark?
Right.
Because the odds are that's where you're going to run into trouble. Yeah. Wow. We think we, quote, train to protect ourselves and those we love, except we, lots of us never move when we shoot. Lots of us don't have our concealed carry. Lots of us don't have our firearm available. Lots of us couldn't save our loved one's life if they were injured. We can learn from others. Let's fix that. We could fix that in a week. I like it.
Well, we could fix it in a week, but the problem is that for you and for me, you especially, you look at so much data on what everybody's got going on, right?
Mm-hmm.
You look at that data, and then how many other people look at that and do the math?
People who are, well, I've spoken to some of them. They're fascinating individuals, guys like John Benner, people who set the curricula for law enforcement officers. They look at the win-loss record to go, how do we tweak the training? I don't know of many self-defense instructors. Claude Werner does that a bit. You know, he looks at our lessons learned. But many of them don't. And it's not clear to me that the NRA does. I won't say their training is outdated. I'll say it's a great beginning. We know where we should go from there.
Well, here's the thing about training, and I don't think a lot of people take this into account when they go to a class, right?
Mm-hmm.
When we went to tactical response, everybody going to tactical response knew that was a Glock school, right? That was a Glock school, except a lot of the instructors didn't carry Glocks. Some of them
right.
were carrying Smiths, some of them, and there was every kind of gun under the sun, literally out there. To be able to run a class like that and to make sure that you have enough support there to where if some new student is out there and they brought some hammer-fired piece of kit or something that is not functioning, and you can, because you got to get them back in the class.
Right.
They got to complete the class. That's difficult. That's difficult. And I wonder if some of these training methods are out there trying to find some common denominator where they can eliminate certain things like equipment. Because, right. you know, if everybody showed up with a Glock 19, there would be one manual of arms. Everybody would know what it is. All the instructors would know what it is. All the instructors would know how the guns are going to work and everything else. So when we go to a class, it's got to be a little bit of a challenge for that cadre there to be able to handle what they're about to face as far as all the weapons that are going to be coming onto the firing line.
It would be for you and I. I think they learn. They climb that learning curve very quickly.
Sure.
Bill, they're only, thank goodness, two or three manuals of arms, you know. Is the safety on, up or down? Is it single action, double action, safe action, or is it a single double gun? Once you've taken care of that, does it have a grip safety, a thumb safety? It's pretty straightforward. You can learn it. Now, can you practice and be proficient with each one? Yeah, in a couple of days. So, you know, your first day as your first week as an instructor, okay. But we didn't see anybody who was there. The people leading the class had been doing it for years. That's just what you come up to speed with. What I want to point out is that many of us who call ourselves self-defense gun owners are still climbing that hill. We should expect of ourselves that we don't have to think about the firearm. If our wife is going to, quote, protect the family when we're not here, and we get a gun that has, you know, three safeties and you have to stand on your head and
yeah.
That looks good on paper. It may not turn out to be good in practice because those are experts' guns. You have to live with them a lot to develop the instinctive memory to drive them. Simple's awesome. And the people who say, well, now here's one for you. I got my wife a revolver because it's simple. You and I have heard about revolver classes where you said, cool, go pull the trigger for 30 seconds.
Mm.
And the big boys can do it, and people who don't have a lot of hand strength, I think I'm pretty much right in the middle, they wear out.
You know, but making that supposition, with a striker-fired semi-automatic pistol, they also work the same way as a revolver.
They do.
You pick it up, you pull the trigger, it fires. That, and that's what a revolver does. There's no safeties on a revolver. There's no, and that's the part where I sort of just scratch my bald head. And
right.
Say, okay, why is one good and the other one isn't good? I guess I don't know. Anyway, before we run out of time, have you had time to take your Ace Firearms gun out and do a little blasting with that?
I have. I've also, now that I have a very nice holster from Ace, both inside the waistband and outside, yeah. I've worn it now for a month. I've practiced presenting it a lot. I like it a great deal. I like the way it points. I like the way it shoots. Now, they've given me their pretty much stock lower. I didn't have any of the race mods, any of the speed ups, because this is my live with gun.
Right.
Right. I like it a great deal.
That grip angle is what does it for me. It's easier for me to present it. My son, who's carried the same Glock 19 for years, got a hold of the 19 sized one that I had at Tactical Response and liberated that from me. Took it away. So anyway. For Rob Morse, you can find him both audio and in the written word, Slowfax WordPress blog, ClashDaily.com, Amaland.com, on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, tune in with the Polite Society podcast and the Self Defense Gun Stories podcast. He'll be back. I'll be back. Thank you for joining me tonight, sir.
It's great to hear you, Phil.
Yes, sir. Coming up next, from The Truth About Guns, a little soul searching with Dan Zimmerman. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.